Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
The most important thing, we make decisions about winning, about putting the best team on the ice.
I think it goes beyond communication. It goes to a relationship.
Just drilled him with a right hand, then missed with a wild right. Lands a right to the shoulder.
You know, it's up to us to get the fans excited.
This is Ryan Nugent-Hopkins.
This is Oscar Plefbaum.
This is Connor McDavid from your Edmonton Oilers.
This is Oil Country.
And this is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by Digitex. Service for all brands of print equipment in your office?
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca.
Now, Bob Stauffer on
the official radio station of your Edmonton Oilers, 630 CHED.
Minnesota to play the Minnesota Wild. This is Oilers Now, brought to you by our title sponsor, Digitex. Buy or lease your next office network printer from the Digitex.ca e-commerce store, Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office IT and supplies. Bob Stauffer joining you from St. Paul. We're literally right across the street from the XL Energy Center. Oilers looking to bring a little bit more energy tonight, get things turned around here after a couple losses in overtime to Buffalo, and then a strange game against Carolina where Edmonton played pretty well in large stretches but ultimately fell to the Hurricanes to score 6-3. This is the building that Edmonton maybe had their worst performance of the season, a 3-0 loss against the Minnesota Wild over a month ago. Coming up on today's show, a full preview of tonight's game. The Oilers are going to make a couple changes to the lineup. We will hear from Edmonton Oilers head coach Dave Tippett, along with the Oilers' Ethan Bear, as well as the Minnesota Wild's Zach Parise. We will have Louis DeBrusque from NHL Hockey on Rogers, and for our friends at Canadian Power Pack, Brian Burke. So busy, busy show. Reminder, you can reach us at any time on the River Cree Resort Casino hotline at 780-496-0063. River Cree has the new smoke-friendly expansion Embers at the River Cree Resort and Casino. Excitement, bet on it. And our Ashley Fine Floors text line at 780-496-0063. Ashley Fine Floors has more for your floor. Thank you to Mr. Escott, Brendan Escott, for hosting the show yesterday as I hopped on the bird and flew with the team to St. Paul. Brendan, I'm going to put you on the spot here, though, just before we go into our Oilers Now audio vault, before I give you the lineups for the two teams. Is there a team, is Minnesota the most nondescript team in the NHL right now? Like, when you think about teams, which team do you watch the least in the league? And are the Minnesota Wild one of those teams? I realize, you know, we might have some Tyler or Jared Spurgeon fans in Edmonton, and of course Devin Dubnyk, who's going through a difficult personal challenge. His wife's got some health issues right now, so there's an Edmonton connection. But Basically, what I'm saying is Minnesota, one of the least sexiest NHL teams in terms of teams that people like to follow out there. What do you think?
I think that's safe to say. And they don't really have a lot of star power to draw that in. They're a team that's just, it's always sort of been constructed the way that it is right now. They don't have anyone that leaps off the page. Because even when you think about a team like Florida, you've got your Barkovs and your Huberdos and even your Ekblads, right? And now your Varlamovs. But there's nobody on the Wild that's really that draw. So, yeah, I think that's a fair statement.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's get to it. It is Edmonton and Minnesota tonight. Taking a look at the Oilers, this is what they ran with in the morning skate. By the way, the team had an off day yesterday. They've been doing some optionals on morning skate days, and they've been running some numbers in that part. So today was a full practice after the team had the off day yesterday. Connor McDavid has not scored in the last five games, but still leads the NHL in scoring, or now leads the NHL in scoring. He's moved 1 point ahead of his teammate, Leon Draisaitl. Connor McDavid up front with Joakim Nygaard and Zach Kassian. Kassian's got 11 goals this year. He also leads the Edmonton Oilers in plus minus at plus 10. The Oilers will have Ryan Nugent-Hopkins today with Leon Draisaitl on the left side and Alex Chiasson drawing back in on the right side. Chiasson was a healthy scratch against the Carolina Hurricanes on Tuesday night. Gaetan Haas will center James Neal and Sam Gagner. Neal with 10 power play goals. He's been a power play specialist. He plays career game number 800 tonight. And then Riley Sheahan will center Jujhar Khaira and Josh Archibald, which means Marcus Granlund and Patrick Russell are healthy scratched up front. Same defense as we saw against Carolina the other night. Darnell Nurse playing 22-40. Ethan Bear, who we'll hear from later on, are paired together. Bear playing 21-05 per game. Oscar Klefbom, who's had a real difficult run here, minus 15 over his last seven games. Sort of bounced around from partner to partner to partner. He will be paired with Adam Larson. The Oilers hoping that Larson gets going here. Klefbom still playing 25-31 per game. Chris Russell with Caleb Jones. Mike Smith will start in goal. He's 7-7-2 this year, 2.88 goals against average, 903 save percentage. The Oilers are actually better right now on the road than they are at home. Edmonton's 8-5-3 at home. The Oilers are 10-6-1 on the road. They now have the same amount of goals for as goals against. They're exactly at 2.97 per game, which is too high defensively. They're 15th in the league in goals for, 14th in goals against. Lead the NHL on the power play at 31.6. Drop from 2nd to 7th on PK in one game, after giving up the three power play goals against to the Carolina Hurricanes. And Oilers are 1-4-2 against the Central Division this year. Minnesota Wild are going to have a couple of key guys out. Matt Binning, by the way, remains out with the Oilers. But no Mikko Koivu, no Jared Spurgeon. We already discussed the fact that Devin Dubnyk's on a personal leave right now. Spurgeon, the Edmonton native, has a hand challenge and a lower body issue for Mikko Koivu, who has historically played very well against Edmonton. The Oilers, by the way, are 4-5-1 in their last 10 games. Minnesota is 6-1-3. And the Wild are 7-1-3 at home. They got off to a bad start with a lot of road games. They've already played 20 road games this year. But they're pretty good at home, 7-1-3, including a 3-0 shootout against the Oilers. Stahl, who ran into the ref the other night, but looks to be good to go based on today's morning skate. 995 career points in over 1,200 games. That's Eric Stahl with Jason Zucker and Matt Zuccarello. They've got, with Koivu out, they got Ryan Donato centering their second line with Zach Parise and Kevin Fiala, who came over that trade for Michael Granlund. Joel Eriksson-Ek, who the Oilers have liked for a while, went 20th overall in 2015 draft for with Jordan and Greenaway and Luke Kunin. And then Victor Rask, who was traded for Nino Niederreiter, lopsided deal in favor of the Carolina Hurricanes. Victor Rask with Marcus Foligno and Ryan Hartman, who was once a late first-round pick of the Chicago Blackhawks back in 2013. On defense, no Jared Spurgeon. This is what their top four looks like. It's going to have Ryan Suter with Matthew Dumba, 14-12 goals the last 2 years for Dumba. He only played 32 games last year. Jonas Brodin, who is a teammate of Oscar Klefbom's at Farstad. He's paired with Carson Soucy, who's from Viking and played for the Spruce Grove I like all the Saints. Spruce Grove in the AJHL for a number of years before going to Minnesota Duluth. Brad Hunt out of Bemidji, the former Oiler, played 21 games in Edmonton with Brennan Minnell, who is a right-shot, undersized, puck-moving D-man, played in the Western Hockey League from the state of Minnesota, and he had 19 points in 23 games with Iowa this year. And Kaapo Kähkönen gets the start in goal. He's 2-0-1 with a 1.95 goals against average, a 9.47 save percentage. So Stalock does not start, Dubnyk out, Koivu, Spurgeon, and Dubnyk out for the Minnesota Wild. That is a look at the two teams that are going to play tonight. Again, we'll hear from Brian Burke a little bit later on. For Canadian Power Pack, Alberta's leader in electrical construction and service, electrical prefabrication, and solar. We're available on Twitter at Oilers Now. You can tweet me personally, Bob_Stauffer, and Brendan at Brendan Escott with two E's and two T's. Right now, though, we're going to go into the Oilers Now audio vault for Direct Workwear, where safety meets savings in Edmonton, Fort McMurray, and online at directworkwear.com. Yesterday, David Staples from the Cult of Hockey was being interviewed with the one and only Brendan Escott, and David compared this year's Oilers team to last year's Oilers team at this point in the season.
We all have a really bad taste in our mouth from last year's team, right? Well, last year's team at this point, after 33 games, had 18 wins. This year's team, after 33 games, has 18 wins. So the Oilers last year had scored 95 goals and given up 97. So that makes minus two. This year they've scored 98 and have allowed 98. So they're even. Last year's team had 39 points at this point in the season. This team has 40 points. So they're right. They're basically mirror images of each other. They haven't got there in the same way, though. And I personally, I'm an Oilers fan. I've been an Oilers fan since 1972, and I will always be one. And I'm a kind of a glass half full kind of fan. I always try to put the positive spin on it. So I was holding out hope the Oilers would make the playoffs last year, like till mid-February, probably even after Connor McDavid had given up. But so I'm not inclined to be negative, and I do think there's some significant differences. And the main one is last year this time, Chris Russell and Oscar Klefbom got knocked out, and that absolutely destroyed that team. So as long as there's not major injuries on this team, and so far we've pretty much avoided them, I think the Oilers are not in such a bad spot.
Yeah, and obviously that injury run just changed the complexion of the season on defense. I think Edmonton might be better equipped to do that. Of course, Pete Chiarelli went out and acquired Brandon Manning and Alex Petrovich, and Petrovich had a tough couple of games. I thought they maybe could have run with him a little bit more. And then it just went sideways on the hockey club right now. And the so I too am a glass half full guy. I think everybody that listens to the show knows that. The team has to get better 5-on-5 production. There's no question. The goals for, goals against, I mean, the Oilers are 4-5-1 in their last 10 games. When they lose by two or three goals. And when they win by one over this stretch. And that's how the goals have evened up. No question, there's some concerning issues. I think a lot of fans have expressed those to me personally. I get it. I think the Oilers are going to be a team that will be in playoff contention the whole year. And I hope they make the playoffs, and they're in a decent spot where they're at right now. Now, Minnesota started poorly, but they've turned it around. And speaking of the turnaround, last night, Reed Wilkins on Inside Sports talked to one of the numerous analysts. They're rotating five different color guys through the television broadcast this year for the Minnesota Wild. Here's Wes Walls on the Wild's turnaround.
When we were 1-6 out of the gate, we were walking out of the building in Montreal. I work for Fox Sports North, and I do some games up in the booth as well. Not all the games, but about half of the games. And I remember walking out of Montreal, out of the building that night, thinking to myself, the way we played and how things have been going with our goaltending, just everything. We had a tough time putting 2-3 passes in a row together. Our goaltending was bad, not getting big saves. I didn't think we were going to get to 5-6 wins before Christmas time. That's how bad it was. And then, I don't know, I really can't put my finger on it other than just to say something happened in the locker room. I know Mikko Koivu had a closed-door meeting. I'm not sure if it was after the I think it was actually after the night before they played the Toronto Maple Leafs, lost that game, and then actually stunk out the joint in Montreal, and but came home, played a couple home games, and were able to win two in a row. I actually think one of them was against the Oilers. They beat them 3-0, and then just kind of got the ball rolling from there. And they've just been out competing their opponent. We don't have Connor McDavid or Leon Draisaitl. We have Zach Parise. We have some guys that work hard and play hard, and they've been winning their games because they've been out working their opponents up until maybe the last couple games. They've been outclassed. Last night we got to overtime against Anaheim and lost in a shootout, but had no business even being in overtime. So there's been a couple games here now with the Wild. We have not played well, so they're gonna have to get back on track. But it won't be easy having Mikko Koivu out of the lineup right now, and Jarrett Spurgeon, who's arguably the Minnesota Wild's best defenseman. A lot of people in Edmonton that are listening to this right now know him from a good Edmonton boy, but he's out and been out. But I think he's with a broken hand, so he's probably going to be another week or so. And then last night, Eric Staal went down. We're not sure exactly what the details are, but we know for sure he probably won't play tomorrow night against the Oilers. So it's been a bit of a roller coaster ride for the Wild so far this year, but they've been playing much better of late and getting adequate goaltending as well, which is always important, as you know.
That's Wes Walls, who basically the best part of his NHL career was played in Minnesota from 2000 to 07-08. So he spent, of course, we had the lockout in 04-05, but 7 seasons with the Minnesota organization as a player. And obviously the separation's hard. You heard the we term. That does get deployed in some U.S. markets. Real good junior player, played for the Lethbridge Hurricanes, played for Blaine Gelbreth, I've known for a long time. And then as well as Bob Lauchs, who coached Jay Bomeister and Joffrey Lupo later with the Medicine Hat Tigers. But that was on a very good team in Lethbridge back in the late 19. I'm trying to think of the year. Maybe, I don't know, it might have been 89, 90, 88, 89, one of those years. Anyhow, bounced around, was with Boston and Philly, and I'm thinking Calgary, and then on to Minnesota after he played over in the Swiss League for a number of years. Wes Walls, who now, again, they've rotated about 5 different guys during their television broadcast this year. Let's do this. It is 12:21 in Edmonton. Again, it's the Edmonton Oilers and the Minnesota Wild tonight. Bob Stauffer with you, and Brendan Escott as well, as we were just in the Oilers Now audio vault for Direct Workwear, where safety meets savings in Edmonton, Fort McMurray, and online at directworkwear.com. When we come back in Oilers Now, we'll get to NHL today. There's a bunch of other games in the National Hockey League for Elite Promotional Marketing. Brendan Escott will bring you that. And we'll dip into the Ashley Fine Floors text line at 780-496-0063. And you can tell us, which team's sort of the most nondescript team in the National Hockey League right now. Which team do you get the least jacked up to watch? So if you got your NHL package and you're sitting there cruising through a list of 6 or 7 games, who do you never choose? Because to me, Minnesota's kind of they got some veteran guys and stuff, but maybe not the most exciting team in the world, which is...
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy? Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Not to say that they're not completely capable of beating the Oilers, because they've already done it once this year. This is Oilers Now, and it's 12:22 at Edmonton.
This is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
24 in Edmonton. Welcome back, everybody. Bob Stauffer joining you from St. Paul, Minnesota. The Oilers and something wild tonight. That's 6 p.m. puck drop. Let's go to NHL today for elite promotional marketing, building tailored branded programs for your team or business where your order is done on time every time. Elite promotional marketing, locations in Alberta and British Columbia, proud Alberta-based company. Here's Brendan Escott.
12 games on tonight's NHL schedule, Bob, including Winnipeg at Detroit, Toronto at Calgary, and the Hurricanes in Vancouver. Big news yesterday, the San Jose Sharks fired head coach Peter DeBoer after a tough start to the season. Former Panthers bench boss Bob Bugner has taken over in the interim and has Mike Ricci and goaltending coach Evgeny Nabokov as his assistants. The LA Kings have loaned Tobias Bjornfoot and Rasmus Kapari to Finland and Sweden, respectively, for the 2020 World Junior Championships. Habs forward Ryan Poehling sent back down to Laval after just one game last night against Ottawa. He's pointless in five NHL games this year. Caden Primo, though, young goaltender, picked up his first career win last night. Bakersfield Condor fell 6-2 in San Jose last night despite two-point efforts from Kyler Yamamoto and Joe Gambardella. The Grand Rapids Griffins making a rare appearance in California for games tomorrow and Saturday night. The Oil Kings handled Swift Current 3-1 at Rogers Place. Riley Sawchuk with a goal and an assist there. The rematch going tomorrow, 7 p.m. in Ice District, as the Oil Kings try and stretch out their lead in the WHL's Central Division. And at the World Junior A Challenge in Dawson Creek, Team Canada West needed a shootout but secured its first win, beating Russia 1-0 last night, Bob.
All right. Boy, we got some people fired up on the text line today. It's interesting, eh? The Oilers is the only team Jack Michael's putting out today, the only team in the league that has not had a three-game losing streak. It's interesting. This text comes in on our Ashley Fine Flores text line. Bob, Frank Cervelli saying he thinks New Jersey wants to trade Taylor Hall before the trade freeze on December the 19th. Do you think the Oilers are in on him at all? Well, I do think that New Jersey would like to make a move before the trade freeze, and I think that Oilers would have a 20% chance to be in the mix there. And do I think Edmonton would part with yes? And before you jump all over it, there's not a lot of top five overall picks that are going to be in play for a what's perceived as a rental. So I think the Oilers would be prepared to do two or three assets to get in the mix on Taylor Hall, because I think there's a realization there might be an opportunity to improve the team here. So, but I would also hazard guess that lots of other teams would be in the mix as well. And I'll give you an example of how this works. Like, Colorado's not going to trade Bowen Byram for Taylor Hall. Would they trade Tyson Jones? They might. Does New Jersey already have a bunch of other smaller forwards? They do. So would they prefer Jesse Puljujärvi? I don't know. Maybe they think they can get more out of him than Edmonton did. Those sort of things all have to be factored in. But the ball is firmly in Ray Shiro's court here. It's up to Shiro how this thing plays out. But I think the Oilers have got a chance, certainly, to be in the mix on him. And I think that you would have to look at it. And every time I bring it up, I get the 20% of guys that just hate Taylor Hall. I don't get why they hated him. And about 60 to 70% people, yeah, well, that makes sense. Like, they could use the speed, and he's a good 5-on-5 player, and the Oilers have to improve the 5-on-5. And as for Frank Cervelli, I didn't hear where he said this. It may have been on another show in town. There's lots of other good shows in town. I got a lot of time for Frank, and for those of you that are scoring at home, I had Frank on this show long before anybody else had him on in this market. Off to a global news weather traffic update with Eileen Bell. Louis DeBrus from NHL Hockey and Rogers when we come back.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.